It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Pruse.
Hello, Fairbanks. Welcome to our KFAR Saturday radio program, Fairbanks Foodies. This is a Saturday. It's wonderful. And you're listening to Fairbanks' preeminent food show. We're going to be on the air now. We're closing out soon our fifth year. We started in August of 2020. We look at food recipes you can try, food events taking place in Fairbanks, beverages you can create and enjoy, fantastic meals to serve to you, your family, and friends. We're part of a great Saturday lineup for you here at KFAR Radio. It's an honor to be with you on this wonderful Saturday. This is a tape program because I'm celebrating the 4th of July, and I hope you are too. It's 250-year anniversary of what we consider the most incredible nation ever put together. And thank you to our founding fathers, to every participant who has helped guide America through these last 250 years. So many, so much, so given by so few throughout our history. Also, a personal shout out to my mom, Del Pruse. Today is her birthday. She'd be 98 today if she was still with us. Very big influence in my life. Of course, parents should be, and I had the right parents, and they both had different personalities and different constructive things through my life that helped me. My mom was on the food side, the Italian, full Italian, incredible lady. You know, her first three kids were boys. the tough Italian mom, that's for sure. So, Mom, this broadcast is dedicated to you, Del Pruse. Thank you. So, it is the 4th of July. Besides being my mom's birthday, besides being the nation's birthday, there's a lot of neat stuff going on today. North Pole is having their parade, then their community event afterwards. Esther is having their parade and their community event afterwards at the North Pole, at the Esther Park there next to the fire station. Two Rivers is having their community event. Great food, great fun. You know, oh boy, lots of stuff going on today. Then there's the grilling, the barbecuing, the friends. What are you doing today? Get out and do something. You know, my goodness, it is the 4th of July. Be patriotic. Right now as we speak, Emily and I with Zena and Berlin, who have two patriotic headbands around their neck, we're down in Talkeetna enjoying ourselves. This is the second month of summer of the three, you know, June, July, August. July is beautiful. July, we get some rain, get some cool, get some enjoyable weather. Great for barbecuing. Today's National Burger and Hot Dog Day. You know, is Joey Chestnut going to win like the 15th time in a row the Coney Island hot dog eating contest? What are you making? You know, a burger, a brat, a hot dog on a grill, a smoker, a Weber kettle bar, you know, Weber kettle grill, a gas grill, it doesn't matter. A lot of places are open today because it's a Saturday. We got a lot of people in town. Go downtown and enjoy yourself. It's beautiful out. Enjoy. Now, what is my favorite thing to do? What is my favorite thing to cook on 4th of July? Well, I'm traveling today, so. But I enjoy doing a tri-tip sandwich. Cooking the tri-tip, getting my jacquard out on both sides of it, tenderizing it. Jacquard is a knife, a tenderizing knife with about 12 to 20 blades in it that you push down. And it's great for tenderizing meat. Flank steak, I made tacos this last Friday at the Elks. I jacarded it. Great. Soft. First thing you do is jacquard the steak. Then you apply your seasonings, or if you're going to put it in a plastic bag for some tenderizing, some moisture, things like that, flavor enhancements, do that, but you don't have to. And then what I like to do is I cook it like a steak and a roast. I like doing a reverse sear on it. I put in a temperature gauge. I put in my meter temperature gauge, battery operated, phone app. It's great. And I put my meter in there, and I put it on the smoker. And the smoker, I've got it about 250, nothing, you know, ostentatious. And when it gets up to about 110 degrees after about 30 minutes, and I've flipped it once, you know, both sides, I pull it off and I got my gas grill going. Or if I got a Weber Kennel grill, I do it offset until it gets up to 110, 105, 110 degrees. Offset it. Then I go the sear on my gas grill. I do the, it takes about, I'm going to bring this up to about 138 to about 135 to 138 on the temperature gauge, because you want to serve a tri-tip medium. You want to serve it just before it gets medium. You want to serve it right in there, that zone, because when you're slicing it, you don't want it wobbly. You want it stout with texture. So you're flipping it. You're putting a sear on it. You want that charcoal on it because that adds flavor and texture. And it makes it look good. And what I try to do is I try and get the golden triangles on it, the seared-in triangles. 2 minutes, rotate it 90 degrees. 2 minutes, flip it. 2 minutes, rotate it 90 degrees. Pull it. Let it rest. Put a little butter bath on it. Tent it under aluminum foil for about 10, 15 minutes. Then I cut it against the grain. Then I make sandwiches. One of my favorite things to do is I go out and I get poppin' fresh. I'm making sliders. Poppin' fresh tri-tip sliders. Yeah, that's right. And cut about, you know, thin. A little bit thinner, you know, I'd say a little bit bigger than an eighth of an inch against the grain. And then I put down some sauteed yellow onion on the poppin' fresh open slider sandwich, a little lettuce, a little sauteed yellow onion. And then you can go, I go both mayo and horseradish, the creamy, nice horseradish. Piece of cheese, half slice of cheese, 2 to 3 different slices of your tri-tip, and man, you talk about a sandwich that is incredible and beautiful. That is it. That is what I like to do on 4th of July. If I was not traveling, enjoying Talkeetna at this precise moment, that's what Emily and I'd be doing at the house. And then when I do that, of course, I got these dogs that would be wrapped in a red, white, and blue necktie. They'd be right at my side, waiting for some scraps, demanding, very demanding, but hey, they're my dogs. Love them. They're family members. What the heck? Now, Fairbanks, what we're going to do is the Foodie Roundup put together by Glenn Anderson. It's about 2 to 4 minutes long, and we'll be back after the Foodie Roundup.
Well, Father's Day on the way, solstice fun, some barbecue fun. You're going to make some food. That is fantastic. We should all do that. And that makes me hungry just thinking about it, which is why I think we need us a good old-fashioned Foodie Roundup right about now. What do you say? Yeah! And And here's this week's latest food news for you. New survey says Indiana is the most budget-friendly state for pizza. Average medium cheese pizza, $13.95. Across 10 big chains. Most expensive, Hawaii and California. Alaska wasn't that far behind, by the way. Dirty sodas may be popular, but they're definitely not healthy. They can easily deliver up to 400 calories and 55 to 70 grams of sugar. Wetzel's Pretzels has added Oreo bits as a limited time menu item for summer with your pretzel. Meanwhile, Raising Cane's owner, Todd Graves, recently admitted he doesn't like the coleslaw served at his own chain. Kind of like we found out Colonel Sanders didn't like the gravy. All right. Taco Bell now selling Diablo-dusted crispy chicken nuggets. They're basically chicken nuggets dropped on the floor of your uncle's Camaro, I believe. Hey, the five most expensive states for pizza delivery. We talked about pizza costs. Alaska is up there. $18.60. But again, Hawaii, California, more expensive than we are. Earlier this month, a woman went viral after she baked bread shaped like the number 9 for her nephew's birthday, and it ended up looking phallic. Now another woman did a naughty blunder. She made a cake for her son's 8th birthday. There were two white circles with little pink middles. They were boobies. They were basically boobies. She didn't realize it. She said, my husband came to the kitchen and said, oh, why did you put sprinkles on the boob cake? She goes, oh my God, I made my child a boob cake. Elsewhere, Texas woman suing McDonald's after being basically disemboweled by a sausage McMuffin with eggs that was, as she said, wholly unfit for human consumption. Isn't that like every sausage McMuffin? Elsewhere, Dolly Parton has released her own coffee brand. It's called Cup of Ambition. You know, like in the song, really? Oh, she needs a new marketing team. Come on, Dolly. I mean, Cups of Ambition was right there. It's right there. People are going pickle crazy this summer. Pickled flavored popcorn, pretzels. It's like the pumpkin spice of summer. Smoothie King even has pickled smoothies. Finally, a woman going viral. Her favorite snack, salsa. It's where you dip your salty chips in more salt. With a salt lick. It's your foodie roundup. Yeah!
Fairbanks, welcome back. That was Glenner with a foodie roundup from, well, today's 4th of July, so we didn't get the updated date version, but wasn't that incredible? Anyway, here's something for you. When is the last time you went out to Two Rivers for lunch? They're open for lunch now. And also, on Monday night, their prime rib burger is back. On Monday, get out there, be out there as close to 5 o'clock as you can because they only do so many and they go and they're so good. They're back now going out to Two Rivers for lunch. Yeah, it's a little bit of a journey, but it is worth it. You know, you can get the fish and chips basket or the chicken tenders basket, the 3-piece or the 5-piece, the sandwiches, the turtle smashed burger, and it's a half pounder. You know, they don't do anything small out there. Now, here's my favorite out there for lunch. Their French dip, thinly sliced prime rib served with au jus. Ah, but ask for sautéed onion and cheese with that, melted cheese on the prime rib sandwich. You can get it with French fries, and man, you're good to go. Then they got the chicken sandwiches there. Oh, man. They have fried calamari, the turtle tails, which is fresh jalapenos. They have the fried ravioli, cheese ravioli, basket of onion rings, basket of fries, chicken wings. They got great chicken wings out there. And your styles are buffalo, dried ranch, hot honey garlic. Oh, man. Salt and vinegar, honey sriracha, barbecue, Nashville hot. I'm not going to even go there with that. Honey mustard. Buffalo Ranch, or plain. Think of the famous Bonnie Burrito, which is shredded prime rib. Oh, my God. Refried beans wrapped in a tortilla, deep fried and grilled, served on a bed of lettuce, and all the fixings. So you get some sour cream, some salsa on there. That's probably one of the best burritos you're ever going to have. What the heck? They have the sandwiches. They have the turtle smash burger, the French dip. They have chicken sandwiches, the gyro, the halibut sandwich. And then your sandwich added-ons, you can go mushrooms, double patty, triple patty, onions, bacon, egg, cheese. Then they always got a good home-style soup. Oh, man. Now, in the evening, their bar, I like going to their bar appetizers. You know, they have their different sandwiches you can have. But there are bar appetizers. They have bar halibut, prawns, really good, popcorn shrimp, coconut shrimp, fried zucchini. Oh, so much. Get out there. Enjoy it. They're open. Fairbanks, we're going to take a break and hear from our wonderful sponsors.
Looking for bold flavors, friendly faces, and a place that just feels right? Welcome to Humble Roots Beer Project, the newest craft brewery in Fairbanks. Located at 314 Wendell Avenue, mere steps from the heartbeat of downtown. From crisp lagers to hoppy IPAs and smooth stouts, there's a pour for every palate. Join us in our laid-back tap room. Grab a fresh crowler to go. Come see what's brewing at Humble Roots Beer Project. Stay stoked on local.
Bobby's Downtown is more than fine dining. It's a way of life. We welcome everyone and look forward to serving you. Whether you're in your Carhartts or your evening gown or tux. Yes, us. This is Rena from Bobby's Downtown. Come in and have an unforgettable dining experience. The Art Deco interior strikes a balance between casual and fine dining. Whether you're in the mood for pizza or prime rib, you'll find it at Bobby's Downtown. Open late Friday and Saturday nights, always non-smoking, on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Now we're going to do something new. I'm going to name restaurants and the food they have at them. I've got many here. Don't know if we're going to be able to get through it all. So this might be a continuing event. The first one, a good friend of mine, Ted Jones Jr., he has frozen smoked barbecue. He brought everyone the smash burger. And he's got about 10, 12 of them. Best burgers in town. Simple as that. You heard it here. But Emily likes the mac, the pork butt mac and cheese with the regular sauce. Me, I love his Sunday wings, his Monday tacos. But I go for his mushroom cheeseburger. Just wonderful. Chowder House. My favorite there is a chicken salad sandwich. They always got a good soup. Whenever they have a good green pea soup, wonderful. But any soup you have there is great. That's why they're called the Chowder House. Burger Zone. You know, the owner there, Eduardo, he's got three restaurants here in town. Great guy, the Burger Zone. I like having their chicken wings there. Incredible chicken wings with the French fries. And I get the buffalo-style chicken wings there. They got great burgers, believe me. But how many times am I going to say this is my favorite burger on these restaurants? So there, they have great wings. They have great burgers. They got French fries. They got beer. They got pop. Great. The Food Factory. Yes, I go there. I like sitting at they have this little bar section there with about three or four seats at it. You can watch the cooks. I get to sit there and watch baseball. And I have one of the originals, a TBHC, the turkey, bacon, ham, and chicken sandwich. Oh, my God. Bobby's Downtown. One of my favorites. I like some other appetizers that they have there. The garlic shrimp. The Domothis. Oh, my goodness. But they are, number one, two top-ranked pizzas in town. They've got an extensive selection of pizzas and go there. The El Dorado. They have the best Taco Tuesday in town. Simple as that. They have tacos on special. You can get four for the price of two. You can get eight for the price of four. It's great. It's great. And they also have other very good things there. I love their soups. Simple as that. Salty's. I go there for either their cheeseburger or their Eggs Benedict. Great Eggs Benedict, and I get it with their home fries. Mom's Kitchen there at Tony's Sports Bar. So many great things. Emily loves the pho. JD, the owner of Tony's Sports Bar, he got a bowl of the pho in front of us one time, and we were hooked. I mean, we were hooked. Incredible. So go there. It's not on the menu, but order the pho. And it's a big bowl of, big bowl of wonderful Asian soup, mounds of chicken in it. It's wonderful. I also like their wings, and they got this double cheeseburger that looks like Mount Rushmore. It's so big. Big Daddy's Barbecue, smoked wings with all types of different sauces. By the time I'm done, and you can, on a special night, you can order as many as you want. You want two, you want five, you want eight. And I just take the different sauces that they have and just go through the sauces. And they have a whole roll of paper towels for you. Now, that's a barbecue joint. Fender's. Breakfast. Breakfast at Fender's is incredible. Emily loves the big, wonderful omelet, and she gets the sausage sauce on there, and she gets a big, beautiful, wonderful. I just get whatever the special is. It's a rotating special. So that way, that's my toughest decision is that. They also have what I think is probably the best chicken wings in Fairbanks. Incredible chicken wings there. DW Grill. Anything they serve. This anything they serve, go in there, just get anything they serve. You're going to like it. You're going to love it. But I like going there for breakfast. And, I get the sausage and gravy with eggs. Oh, my goodness. Pike's Landing. They have a great menu. And it's hard for me, but they have a great pasta. And I love their pasta out there. If I'm going to buy pasta in any other place, if I'm going to have pasta at any place that I'm not cooking it, it's out of Pike's Landing. Giraldo's. Two things. Buffet, lunch, and pizza. They're probably number one, if not number two, in my selection of pizza. Simple as that. Going out to North Pole. Go to the Elf Stand. A great menu. I mean, a great menu. Remodeled, clean, wonderful. But I get their tornados of beef. Wonderful. Pagoda. Now, this is going to be weird. The best Chinese food in town, in the interior, and probably one of the best steaks you can get at the same location. So you figure it out. But when I go out there for Chinese food, and that's what I usually go out there for, I get their hot and sour soup. I get their white rice. Oh, plus maybe some other items. Oh, it's just anything you order there is incredible. That is why they are the best. The Pump House. I get the black and blue salad. You know, I sit in their senator saloon. I sit on the couch with the table in front of me, and I get other things too. Boy, but that black and blue salad, if I want to, actually what I get right there. The Oasis, breakfast, anything, period. They got great breakfasts out there. Friar Tuck's, simple as this. They got the best cheesesteaks in town, but my favorite is their mushroom cheesesteak. The Banks, football, Sunday, the menu that they have for Sunday menu. Also, they have great chicken wings, great pizza, great sandwiches, simple as that. Pronto Pasta, again, owned by Eduardo, who also owns the Greens and the Burger Zone. Great guy. But my favorite there is a meatball. Just the cheese, the meatballs, the panini-style sandwich. Fantastic. The Greens, again, owned by Eduardo. Managed by Kevin. Great guy. And that's the thing about the three different restaurants that Eduardo has. Whenever you walk in, great management, great people. You walk into the Greens, and there's Kevin. Fantastic gentleman. Making sure everything's running right. Engaging everyone. Wonderful. They have the best calamari. It's an appetizer in town. It's a place I'll have a steak along with Pagoda. It's you know, and I'm pretty, you know me, if you've ever seen my Facebook page, I believe I'm the best steak cooker in the state, if not the world, but put my ego aside, I will go out to Pagoda and the Greens and have a steak. They have four steaks there, and they're all good. They are all good. Many more places to go, many more foods to try. You know, you have great breakfast places, the family restaurant on both. There's two family restaurants. One's on South Cushman, one's on Airport Road. And they have, you know, full menus there, full menus. But, boy. So these are some of the places that I like to go to, some of the menus you can try. But, hey, today is the 4th of July. I hope you're doing something. Hope you're getting out. Hope you're with friends. Hope you're celebrating the 250th anniversary of the most wonderful country ever designed, put together, gone through many growing pains, and we still do, and that's good. We're still evolving, but we're emulated by all. We are emulated by all. Del Pruz, happy birthday. You'd be 98 today, but who's counting? When I was growing up, you know, we always had a 4th of July party for my mom. And I thought, well, that's why the nation celebrates. But no, as I got to about 9 or 10, I realized our nation also celebrated on this day. So, Fairbanks, that is our Fairbanks Foodie show for today. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you enjoyed the show. Get out there, do some stuff, enjoy. Cook something or have someone cook something for you. Many locations to go to, many opportunities for you. Get out there, celebrate, enjoy. I will see you next Saturday. You have a great remainder of your 4th of July.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.